Psalm 55 is a great encouragement psalm about prayer, and it certainly encourages us to pray in a very specific manner, in a very purposeful manner, in difficult times. And of course, we know in the New Testament there is teaching about importune prayer. There's teaching about the fact that there is prayer that is above the normal prayer. When it talks about to pray with fasting and prayer, and speaking of prayer that is beyond the regular, the normal. And this would fit that category as well in Psalm 55. And of course, Psalm 55 is a psalm of David. Verse number 2, we have the situation, the dilemma. He says, "Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppressors of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me." Whatever situation David was in, the reality of death was certainly upon him. It could have been the situation with Absalom. Could have been the situation with Saul. But there's many situations in which David really did face the possibility of death. And as we read this, we recognize he was in a tremendous dilemma. Verse 5, it says, "Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. And I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest." He was in such a dilemma that he wished that he could just fly away. He just wished that somehow he could get the wings like a dove and just run away and be run away from all his troubles. And obviously, they were very deep troubles. Fearfulness and trembling, horror. Was a part of this as he even faced death. And the Bible tells us in verse 11, "Wickedness is in the midst thereof, deceit and guile. Depart not from her streets, for it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me, that they'd magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide, and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company." And he is telling us not only was he facing death, but he was facing betrayal of the deepest type. He says that, you know, if it was an enemy that had betrayed him in such a way, he could deal with it. If it was someone who hated him, he could handle that in a much different manner. But it was a friend of a very close association that they worshiped together. They spoke of the things of God together. And now this one was out to see David killed. And the threat was very real. And he wished he could have run away. of course, when David was in the cave and Saul was searching for him, wasn't any possibility of running away, was there? When even as Absalom betrayed his father and could have easily overtaken him if the advice of Ahithophel would have been followed. But he was in the grasp of death. And he wished humanly, he wished he could have run away. He wished he could have flown away. You know, there's many situations in life that the agony is so deep that humanly it would be great if we could just run away. We could just run away from our trials, run away from our troubles, run away from the pain. But it wasn't possible in this case, and in many cases in life, it isn't possible. And so as he realized, was in this problem, he couldn't run away, but there was something he could do. And we find out what he decided to do. Verse 16. As for me, I will call upon God. I will call upon God. Verse 17. He's a little bit more specific. He says, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud. So he was going to do something about this situation. And his solution, number one, was prayer. Number two, specific prayer. He was going to pray morning, noon, and at night. He was going to cry aloud to God. You know, I guess we could say that sounds a little bit trite, but I know a little bit more about human nature than that. What does it take for a husband and wife to decide that they are earnestly going to pray three times a day, maybe for a child? Well, I'll tell you what. It usually takes something really big. And even then, my experience tells me that very few people ever decide to do that. They never get to the point where they really are so desperate that there is nothing else to do but to pray. And to pray in a state of total helplessness. And I've given the story before, but when our Melissa was at the very bottom of her health, and when you can look in the eyes of an 18-year-old girl and see death, you know that's pretty serious. And there was no help. The regular doctor said that there's nothing wrong with him. In fact, one time she collapsed at school, and they took her to the hospital, and they said, you have the flu. And I remember going to Melissa and saying, you know, Melissa, there's no answer here, but the Bible has the answer. The answer is that you need to become desperate before God, and you need to decide that you're going to pray morning, noon, and night. That's what David decided. He's going to pray. And but there was something more to it than that. It was more than he decided that he was going to pray. And I'm sure that David, you ever been to a place where the pressure and the trouble was so deep that your knees almost automatically bent? That's where David was. But that wasn't all of it. There was a decision to pray, but there was also the decision of faith. Notice what he said. He says, as for me, verse 16, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Not maybe. Not hopefully. Here was a statement of faith. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He had come to faith, to trust God by faith. And then he applies it to us. Verse 22 says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. What a wonderful application for you and I. He says, now, this is what, where I was, the dilemma I was in, what humanly I wanted to do. I wanted to run away. I was in fear. I was in trembling. I was in agony. I couldn't think of any way out. The terrors of death were upon me. It was real. I wish I could have just run away. He says, but I couldn't. And so I decided that there was a definite plan that I had to, that there's a definite way to respond. And the decision was that he was going to pray evening, morning, and at noon. Now that could have been a figure of speech that he was going to pray constantly. But I think that in reality there was a definite plan of attack. There's a definite response. And you know, sometimes we know we should be praying, but we don't. Imagine that. How human we are. Sometimes we even tell other people, pray for me. And we don't pray ourselves. We are... what would you say? We're paralyzed by the problem. Ever been there? You're paralyzed by the problem. You're paralyzed by the situation. And you're letting the situation so paralyze you, you know you should pray, but you don't even do that. But David wrestled with the situation, and he came... went past the paralysis of the fear and the trembling and agony and the terror of what could happen. And he made a decisive decision. And I still am amazed that all of us, including myself, I guess myself, I'm amazed at how difficult it is for us sometimes to go beyond the paralysis of a situation and really do what we need to do. Definite, deliberate, decisive prayer. And he decided, I'm going to do something about this. And he put his hands in the Lord by faith. He decided that he could trust God and that God would deliver him. And so he says the same to us. Cast thy care upon the Lord. Don't be paralyzed by it. And you say, oh, it could never be solved. It can never be solved. It just won't get solved. Well, we have a definite plan of attack. Prayer 3 times a day. Maybe we could just say, try it. And maybe the Lord is speaking to you or to me to go beyond, you know, what we know to be true. Go beyond just talking about praying or thinking about it or just simply get beyond the devil's hold of our life of being paralyzed by the problem and act in faith. And come to God in faith and come to God deliberately and specifically, even as David did. And he recommends it to us, for he says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. That's the answer. I'm sure that is an answer for me. I'm sure that's an answer for our church. I'm sure that there are areas in your life of impossibilities and you've given up praying, or maybe you've just been paralyzed by thinking how impossible it was. And you were just like David, thinking, oh, what I just need to do is fly away, and then it'd be better. No, there's something we can do. And there's a solution. A God in heaven that works miracles will answer the prayers of those who turn to him in faith in deliberate, determinate prayer. And as we close, perhaps there's a specific area of your life right now you need to wrestle with and say, Lord, I've just been paralyzed by the problem and I really haven't done anything about it. And we need to get over the paralysis and turn to him in faith. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the great truth of your word tonight. And Lord, we identify with David. We identify with how we can be in a helpless, hopeless situation. And we thank you, Lord, for the solution, the example of a man of faith, who has given us the example, has given us the truth that we need. And Lord, I pray that your people would be helped tonight, encouraged, and that problem that they have lived with or that situation that they have just accepted as unsolvable, I pray that, Lord, that you would direct them. You would direct us to a deliberate plan, a deliberate action, and we would be led of your Holy Spirit to purposely pray in like manner. While our heads are bowed, maybe right now the Lord is kind of calling you to a point of action, a point of decision, and yet you need a little bit of help to get over the line. And so the Lord is speaking to you tonight about that plan of action, of prayer, of faith. And tonight, just by an uplifted hand, you're saying, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to respond. That's what God wants me to do. Okay? Amen. Number of different hands. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay? Praise the Lord. Lord, might you be glorified. And may you give us grace and strength and the very working of the Spirit of God in our lives. Lord, as we and your people, so many of them have decided to trust you and to turn to you in specific prayer. Might you be glorified in answering prayer. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.